It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the list, music, and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll rock an awesome track from the Dead Ramblers. Check out Generation Underground. Check in with Big Tom and the Guns with their Thanksgiving Eve show at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch. Premiere a track from Dave Mooney and viewers like you. And talk with Steve Cavicle of Tilted. Their latest single is out now, and we'll rock it on this week's podcast. But before we get to any of that, I want to remind you that the Rat's annual broadcast for the people of New Jersey rocks the ShopRite in Neptune this Monday and Tuesday. Monday will be there from 6 a.m. to midnight. Tuesday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we're collecting donations for a number of local charities this holiday season. Here's what we need. Non-perishable food items and frozen turkeys for Fulfill, formerly the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties. Decent used warm weather clothing for Family Resource Associates. Deodorant, shampoo, toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoo, body wash for Holiday Express. And we also have an urgent call out for bars of soap. Holiday Express is in need of 3,000 bars of soap, so if you can help us out with that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Again, that's Monday, November 19th, 6 a.m. to midnight. Tuesday, November 20th, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're set up at the ShopRite in Neptune. If you want to put it in your GPS, it's located at 2200 Asbury Ave, Neptune Township, New Jersey, 07753. I hope to see you there. Joining us over the phone is Tyler Vite of the Dead Ramblers. Their debut EP release show rocks the Saint in Asbury Park this Friday, November 23rd. Tyler, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you so much, man, for featuring us on the show. I'm honored to be speaking with you today.
Well, dude, it's my pleasure. Of course, this isn't the first time that you and most of your bandmates have been on Jersey Rock. You've been here in a different incarnation, Wicked Hollow, and now you've started a new chapter of the Dead Ramblers. Tell us about that.
So the Dead Ramblers was formed out of our last project, Wicked Hollow, as you had mentioned. The band features Andrew Lawler on drums, Anthony Marino on bass, and myself on lead guitar and vocals. And we definitely had some success as Wicked Hollow. We actually had Brian Wood, who was our lead vocalist and played primarily rhythm guitar and some lead guitar as well. But it seemed as time went on that he really wanted to go into a different direction with his music. So he decided to leave the band and pursue a solo career, and we decided to form a new project, the three of us, Andrew, Anthony, and I, and we decided to call it the Dead Ramblers. But we ended Wicked Hollow on good terms. We're all good friends and definitely developed a brotherhood, and we look out for one another. We support each other, and I'm very excited to see actually what Brian is going to do with his music and his solo career, and I know that he supports us as our new three-piece project, so it's very exciting to see what's going to kind of come next.
How's the production of the debut EP coming along?
It's coming out fantastic. We actually recorded the debut EP at my house in Point Pleasant Borough, New Jersey. So I attended school for 4 years at Ocean County Vocational Technical School for audio for electronic media. And Bill Burke was actually my teacher for 3 years. And he became like a brother to me and really made a huge impact on my life, teaching me the skills and knowledge on how to record in a professional studio and how to capture a live band. And that was actually how I met my bandmates. I met Anthony and Andrew through Bill Burke and the OCVTS audio program. Basically, I just used my 4 years of audio engineering knowledge to record my band in my house. And we were really trying to go for a psychedelic blues rock album. We wanted something that was going to be very colorful and universal. And what we did was I put the mixer in my kitchen, and we all just kind of stood in the living room and just tracked the songs live. This way we could interact with each other. And it was such a fun experience just being able to do it ourselves and not have an engineer or producer track it for us. It was a very fun experience.
And speaking of fun experiences, this Friday, the EP release show rocks the Saint in Asbury Park. What can people expect?
This show I'm very, very, very excited for, actually. Just because I was able to get some of our good friends on the bill with us. As you mentioned, it's Friday, November 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving, and that's actually going to be the day that we release our debut EP, Colors, Space, and Time. We'll be performing at the Saint in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and the bands that we're going to have featured are the Desert Jellies, Judo Chop, Village Green and the Naked Apes. I think tickets are $10 for 21 and older, and it's $15 for under 21. But this is going to be a really great show. I'm very excited for Color, Space, and Time, our debut EP, to be available. It will be available on Spotify, Bandcamp, YouTube, and other social media sites. I just want to mention to the listeners to please follow us on Instagram, at The Dead Ramblers, if you are interested in the band. And also be sure to like our Facebook page as well. This is going to be a really great show. I'm very excited for it, and I can't thank the bands enough for wanting to be a part of this event. We're so happy that people are actually willing to give us a shot, you know, considering we're a new project.
Tyler Vine of The Dead Ramblers. Don't miss their EP release show this Friday at the St. in Asbury Park. Tyler, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Tom, for having us.
Hell yeah, man. Right now, let's do that track. Here's The Dead Ramblers with Dead Man on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I saw you girls in the turn of stone. You died with your blues all alone. You sold your soul, why can't you see? The cold it goes that you're gonna be. Now you're shot down. Last round, you were there before you hit the ground. Shot down, no sound. You were gonna do what you around. Yeah, I took my mind to the other side. I thought I could stay, though I couldn't hide. I saw your face changing inside out. In your brain and I walked right out. And now I'm shot down. Last round, I was there before I hit the ground. Shot down. No one's down. I was told they didn't want me around.
Underground, you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I remember the painful times. by. This place gave me false hope. Now I know why my friends turned to dope. Felt soulless as the days passed me by. My mind was cold and don't know why. Hole in my heart starts to tear. Didn't realize I was living in my worst nightmare. Nightmare, never ending. Soul is bending. Escape this place. Rip it off my face. When I yell and rise. Nightmare, never ending. Escape this place. When I yell and rise. Before I went, time for a drastic change. Prison says never end. I would not be their puppet with their hands on the string. I would ought to live my life, cause it's a beautiful thing. Nightmare, never ending. Soul is bending. Escape this place. Ripping off my face. When I yell and rise. Nightmare, never ending. Escape this place. When I yell and rise. Darkness increases daily. Creature always failing. Racing the pain was hard to do. So daydreaming through class was nothing new. Holy, my heart starts to tear. Didn't realize I was living in my worst nightmare. Nightmare, never ending. Soul is bending. Escape this place. Ripping off my face. When I yell and rise. Nightmare, never ending. Escape this place. When I yell and rise.
Generation Underground with Nightmare Never Ending on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. The brand new self-titled album is out now. Check them out at generationunderground.com. Joining us over the phone are Jimmy Franklin and Mike Lopolis of Big Tom and the Guns. They're rocking the Brighton Bar in Long Branch the night before Thanksgiving, November 21st. Guys, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hey, man, thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Well, it's totally awesome to have you guys on. You've been doing this show several years now. It's become something of a tradition at the Brighton Bar the night before Thanksgiving. How long have you been doing this?
You know, we were just talking about that, and, you know, we can't – the party is so great every year that we can't remember if it's been 5 years in a row or 6 years. And that's the interesting fact, but we're going to see. I'm going to go with five right now. I think that's what we've been doing, and it's just every year it's gotten bigger and bigger, and it's been, you know, a great time.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of those, and I think the word party definitely is a good way to describe it. What can people expect from Big Tom and the Guns the night before Thanksgiving over at the Brighton Bar?
Well, you know, the crazy thing is we're always asked to play about an hour's worth of music, and then
we don't play an hour.
Yeah, we definitely go over that a bit, and people start screaming and yelling, one more song, one more song. And after about an hour and a half of one more songs, we've then played, you know, 2.5-3 hours, and the bars run dry, and everyone's having a great time. So that's what you can expect. And this year is going to be no different, and we're going to pull out all the stops like we do every year.
If I remember correctly, you guys had some kind of a contraption involving a leaf blower hooked up to several rolls of toilet paper or something one time?
Oh, yeah. That is that's patent pending right now. That is our toilet paper cannon, as found on Instagram. That's a favorite, actually. You know, everywhere we go, people really want to see the toilet paper cannon. I think that's all they want to see. But we're trying for a few more new contraptions this year to try and fill the room with toilet paper, confetti, you know, basically whatever we can. Pyrotechnics aren't really aren't
frowned upon at the venues, but we still try to do it anyway.
Yeah, we're not allowed to use pyro. And so the best thing we could do is toilet paper and confetti.
How could someone get tickets?
Right now, you can get them through the Brighton Bar, but the best way to go about it is to get them through any of the members of Big Tom and the Guns, and you could contact us via our Facebook page, which, Mike, what is that?
Facebook at BigTomAndTheGuns.com.
Yes, Facebook.com/BigTomAndTheGuns, Mike. Mike's already getting crazy before the show right now, you know? So you can find them there. You can actually also get them the night of the show at the door.
Now, you guys have the Facebook page, but what's the best way for someone to set up everything that Big Tom and the Guns are doing?
If you want to find out more about Big Tom and the Guns, you know, you can go to the aforementioned Facebook page, and you can check out our YouTube channel. And if you type in Big Tom and the Guns on Google, a lot of fun stuff seems to always pop up every year. You could find a bunch of ads from different websites that have just torn us apart, or websites that have loved us in the past, you know? And you can keep up to date on our YouTube channel, like I said before, and you can see all sorts of things that we're going to be doing. We also recently have started up our Instagram. We've gotten more involved in our Instagram recently, and that's been great.
The track we're doing on the podcast, your rendition of the B-52's Love Shack. Tell us about this.
Well, we started doing this one for fun, obviously, and people go crazy when we play it. But the fun part about it is that the B-52s are actually from our town of Oceanport, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's a fun fact that I didn't know until recently. How did you guys come across that information?
Actually, we went to school. We've gone to school with a bunch of nephews of Fred Schneider of the B-52s.
And I assume that we'll be hearing this song at the Brighton Bar the night before Thanksgiving?
That is a safe assumption. That is a very safe assumption.
Jimmy Franklin and Mike Lopoulos of Big Tom and the Guns. Don't miss them. It's a tradition. The night before Thanksgiving, November 21st, over at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch. Guys, thanks so much for calling into the show.
Hey, man. Thank you so much, Tom, for having us.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Big Tom and the Guns with their rendition of Love Shack on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
If you see a faded sign on the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack, baby. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway. Looking for the love getaway. Looking for the love getaway. I've got me a car. It's as big as a whale and it's about to set sail. I've got me a Chrysler. It seats about 20. So come on and bring your jukebox money. Rules at the Love
KeithCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, this is Dave Mooney from Dave Mooney and Viewers Like You, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Viewers Like You with Keeps On Coming on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off his sophomore release. It came from Spotswood. Score it now at DaveMooneyMusic.com. And don't miss Dave at the all-new Asbury Lanes for the Paper Jets album release show on December 7th. Tickets are available now at AsburyLanes.com. Joining us over the phone is Steve Cavico of Tilted. We're about to premiere a brand new track from them. Steve, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
It's been a little while since we had you on the on-air show. What has Tilted been up to as of late?
You know, we've been playing a lot of shows, promoting the EP that we had out called Never Too Late. So we kind of did like a summer tour, played a series of shows locally, you know, promoting a lot of the songs and writing some new stuff for 2019.
If someone wants to get a hold of the Never Too Late disc, how can they do so?
Yeah, you could find Tilted Never Too Late on Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon Music. And all things Tilted is on TiltedOnline.com.
And I assume the single that we're about to premiere can be obtained the same way.
Yeah, the new single, The World Is On Fire, is out now, and you can find that on Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon Music.
Now, if someone wants to stay on top of everything you guys are up to, like for perhaps some future show announcements and stuff like that, how can they do so?
You can find everything on the website. That's www.TiltedOnline.com or on Facebook, which is at TiltedNJ.
We're about to premiere your brand new single. Tell us about The World Is On Fire.
So The World Is On Fire was actually a song that we written a while back, and it really resonated a lot with on our live shows. We kind of end a lot of shows with that song. The song was actually written about the downing of the Malaysian passenger flight Flight 17 that was shot down over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing the passengers and the crew members, and the ISIS offensive of that same year. And the song actually asked, will peace ever last? You know, will we learn from the past? Will history repeat in all the books we read? How's our children going to deal with all this? But it also encapsulates all the crazy things going on in the world today. And we see that in the news, the shootings, mass shootings, all that stuff. So, and it, you know, people have really liked the song and you know, have asked about it. And so we decided to make that the new single.
Steve Cavico of Tilted. Grab their new single now at TiltedOnline.com. Steve, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Always a pleasure. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Tilted, but the world's on fire. On 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. But the world is on fire. On 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Never Too Late album. Score the single on iTunes, Amazon, and Spotify, and get the album at TiltedOnline.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And as far as Black Friday goes, Remember the words of Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan. Be excellent to each other. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.